This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Again, conversationalists around the world, around the country, listening to the DJV show, the DJV program, J. Jennifer, V. Victoria, D. Doug, there's a C in there too, if you want to go to Twitter, at C. Schillen. All of us are on Twitter, at DJV show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Hi, let's get back to the focus on the world as we see it and we know it. Jennifer, you can have the honors of leading off with a story that will hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. Well, I thought this one was kind of interesting. A Texas grandmother is getting a lot of attention because she shot a man. Well, why, you ask? Yeah. He was riding a bicycle. He was having a good time with himself, if you catch my drift.
Oh, boy.
And
what do you mean by that, Jennifer?
Right. And he was trying to break into her Houston home all at the same time. Hey. According to this woman, her granddaughter was inside the house at the time. The man, who has not yet been identified, was taking out her trash around 5:15 in the afternoon, in the early evening, when she said this man followed her to her front door and was doing his business. While attempting to break into the house, according to Lieutenant Larry Krausen with the Houston Chronicle, she told him to stay away and not come in the house or she would get a gun and shoot him. When the man persisted, the woman said she got a gun, fired one shot through the door, hitting the man in the chest. The man tried to flee on his bike, but only managed to pedal a few feet before he collapsed. Paramedics rushed to the rushed the man to the hospital. He was in critical condition. He is going to survive. Neighbors told reporters that if they were in the woman's shoes, they would have acted just the same. She did what she had to do, they said, to protect her family. The woman's granddaughter was inside the house. She's 14 during the break-in, but she didn't see any of it. Thank God, what a nightmare. The man had been arrested a week earlier for walking around the same area while naked. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Don't mess with granny.
Crazy people.
Yeah. I've never tried to break into a house before, but I've got to say, it just seems more efficient to just focus on that instead of also doing, at the same time.
Well, this is what I'm giving this guy props for, is to be a multitasker and be able to do all three of those things.
While riding a bike.
Men can't multitask, so.
Oh, here we go. Taking a shot at the men. Yep, all right. Most men can't multitask. Obviously, you haven't spent a lot of time around me.
I spent a lot of time while you write an email and then pretend to listen to us on the side, and then you're not actually.
That's hardly fair.
Or when you pretend to listen to us on the air and you're really just reading something and going, at all the wrong places. And then you ask, a question, and I say, yeah, I just said that.
Oh! That's really harsh.
Pulling back the curtain, letting everybody know what really happened.
All right. Yep. There's no. All right. A heartbreaking moment. This is a story that will. This is just going to grab you, so be prepared. Teenage girl in a hospital embracing her boyfriend in the bed just before his life support was turned off. Captured on camera. Stephanie Ray, 15, said goodbye to Blake Ward, 16, who was caught in a rip at sea last week. So you can see the picture of the two cuddled together in his hospital bed. She said she couldn't bear to leave his side. This is a really horrible accident that happened last Tuesday. One of the three teenagers pulled from the water in northwest Wales, airlifted to a hospital. The condition of the other two isn't known, but just if you look at the picture, it's the old picture is worth a thousand words. And that's all. There were some pictures also with the two of them together. First loves. You know, do you remember that experience, honestly, Victoria? Your first love?
Sure.
Think back to the boy that you first, what was his name?
I don't talk about him on the air, but he's still a friend of mine. But yeah, oh.
That doesn't stop me from talking about people that were my.
I know.
Yes. Okay. So you know. So was he? He's your friend still. That's really very good. Very
well.
Mature.
We don't see. He lives across the country, so we don't really see each other. But we're still.
But
in
you're
contact,
friendly.
But yeah,
yeah.
Friendly.
What
yes.
did you? What was there? What was the experience like? What was it in terms of? How you felt and was it...
These are not things that I want to talk about when my husband's around.
Oh, that's so, it. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Husband listening. Okay. Jennifer...
He's not a fan.
Jeff's... Oh, he's a little jealous there. Hey. Yeah. All right, Jen, what about you and your first love?
I would say it was probably Dave, who I met through work. And it was weird because for first love, it was a weird situation because he lived in Las Vegas. I lived in California, but we went back and forth, and it worked for a year or two, and then I think we grew out of it, and we still keep in touch occasionally.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah, we're not on terrible terms, yeah.
Yeah. All right, what about you, Kara? First love.
I don't know.
Remember, Kara's never been kissed, right?
All right.
That's me. You know, but in terms of this, you know, I've dated people, but when I think back on it, I don't think I've ever really had that, like, all-consuming, like, I'm so in love with you feeling. Uh-huh. So, I don't know. Maybe I'm still waiting on that. I'll let you know when I have my first kiss.
Nothing wrong with that first kiss.
Poor Kara.
We should stop spreading that rumor.
I know.
Otherwise,
it's a
people are
going to
be like,
rumor.
Wow, Kara's 26 and she's never been kissed.
Never
Let's
been
make a
kissed.
Movie about her.
Sweet 16 and never been kissed. All right. So the old story, the rule of thumb, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, right? Remember that? Unless you have the story that is floating out of the Wynn Hotel in Las Vegas this week, Chris Donahoe was removed by security from the Encore Beach Club because of his choice of swimwear. This gentleman is gay. He says it was an act of discrimination. He posted a video to his Facebook page that showed the confrontation with the general manager of the hotel. He says the manager made him leave the pool for wearing a Mr. Turk bathing suit. So I don't know what Mr. Turk, no, I don't even know. He says that it questioned, challenged the integrity of the pool party that was going on. And I was not welcome because I was a gay guy wearing a bathing suit. It was a little too gay for the club.
So what I'm assuming
it
is...
It looks like they're just very skimpy little Speedo
right,
type.
Not much.
Yeah,
right.
I see short shorts. I guess Mr. Turk is just a brand. I'm seeing some short shorts and some Speedos.
Yeah.
I'd rather see a young guy wearing a Speedo than whenever I go to the beach and I see, like, a 60-year-old dude who's... hasn't worked out in a while wearing a Speedo. But
those are always the ones who choose them.
It always is.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous.
And the nude beaches, they're always the ones.
So is this much ado about nothing, these sorts of things?
Well, I think it depends what everyone else was wearing. If, you know, he was just sent out because he was wearing a Speedo, and if all the girls were wearing super skimpy bikinis, then
I'm looking at the pictures of the pool party. Women look like they're normally attired that I can see, and the guys as well. That look doesn't do anything for me. And I can't imagine it would do anything for women either, really. I mean, why do women want to look at guys' junk hanging out of
He said he's gay.
Well, but even so, if you don't know, he said he was gay.
I don't think that women are his audience then.
But they don't know, well.
But I don't
really
think any of us need to see his junk. If the junk is hanging out, if the junk is coming out of the trunk, then we need to be able to, like, say, go back to your room, buddy.
But is that, but exactly why was he, that's what I don't really get from this story. Is this, so he's wearing a Speedo and he was asked to leave because he's wearing a Speedo?
Yeah. Because the people there found it, or the manager found it offensive for him to have a little, just something little wrapped around his waist.
I have a feeling it was a pretty tiny one. Do we have a picture? Did he send us a
picture? Yeah, the picture's online. It's yellow.
But how little is it?
It's pretty little. You can see what you don't want to see.
But you can see that in any type of Speedo like that.
You can't. Well, I wear. I don't wear Speedos.
Right.
But.
As you shouldn't. Nobody should be really wearing
No one really should.
No, it was the way Jennifer, Victoria said, right.
Right.
Yeah, it was the way you,
Let's hope not. Let's put
right. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's not my style. Thank you very much.
This is a pretty normal-looking Speedo. I'm looking at it now. It's small, but it's a normal-looking Speedo. So it's not like he's wearing, you know, a Speedo with his butt hanging out.
No,
or anything from the front.
That.
Well, right. No, but you're making it sound like it's, you know, cut extra high so you can actually see some stuff. I mean, like, it's just a normal-looking Speedo. So I don't really get, and I'm absolutely positive because like the new trend in women's bathing suits is thongs. I'm seeing them everywhere all the time, or super high cut bikinis.
Yep.
So I don't really understand why he was kicked out, but other people were allowed to stay. Mm. I don't know. Someone draw a line and say you can only wear one pieces.
Yeah, who's the arbiter of good taste when it comes to that sort of thing? That's a question and a half.
It is a question.
Thank you. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut? Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too. Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Hey guys, it's Victoria from the DJV show. Sleeping at night used to be so hard for me. I couldn't fall asleep. I spent most of the night tossing and turning, and then in the morning I felt even more tired than when I went to bed. I thought I would never find something to help me sleep better until I found MyPillow. MyPillow adjusted to my individual sleep position, and now I sleep longer and wake up feeling rejuvenated. I get the most amazing sleep with mine, and now I never sleep without it. I take mine everywhere, and you can too. Get the MyPillow 4-pack and enjoy 50% off. That's 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows. You heard that right. 2 premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows at 50% off. It's 100% machine washable and dryable, made in the USA and backed by a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Get a better night's rest with the world's most comfortable pillow. MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. Visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2 liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Did you know that clouds fly higher during the day than they do during the night? How many people knew that? Raise your hands, please. Jennifer, Victoria?
Did not know.
Is that real?
Yes. What do you mean, is it real? Are you suggesting I'm making this up?
Well,
no. That is a fact.
Maybe
it's check
just
it out.
You get sea clouds at night?
Yeah. Well, that's maybe part of the factor. Clouds higher during the day. All right. It's 20. I'm tired of this disrespect. 21 after the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Still stiff squad, you know, Gonzo. We have we have a couple of musical items here that relate to people who have passed on, if you will. The DJV show, Jennifer, Victoria, and I focusing on the Richie Valens Memorial Highway, which will be inaugurated at the end of the month with a screening of the movie La Bamba. And a family-friendly festival featuring, you like that alliteration? A family-friendly festival featuring performances by Richie Valens' tribute band, led by Ernie, his cousin, Ernie Valens. Stretch of the 5 Freeway to be named for Valens runs through Pacoima in Southern California's San Fernando Valley, which was where he lived. Born Richard Stephen Valenzuela. A Chicano rock pioneer, as he was described. First hit 1958, La Bamba. Song that transcended the singer and his career. La Bamba. Crank that up, will you please? I always play. I remember as a jock playing this song. Chicano rock. He was in the plane crash with Buddy Holly. Didn't remember that. Big Bopper and Richie Valens all... I got killed in that plane crash after the concert down in, where the heck was it? It was in Texas someplace. L.A. City Councilwoman Monica Rodriguez. What's she all about, Jennifer? What do you know about her?
Rodriguez. City Council. You know, yeah. They do a lot of stuff that doesn't mean a whole lot, but good for her.
Like this.
She made the city council does, you know.
The announcement about the Valens Highway naming ceremony said, quote, breaking barriers is one of the first Latino musicians to cross over to mainstream rock. His music was the soundtrack for a generation.
Richie Valens is a big deal. I used to walk by his grave, actually, almost every day going into high school because he was buried at the Mission in San Fernando. So he's important to the San Fernando Valley, for sure, important to music culture, but also just the culture of the San Fernando Valley. I had actually thought and maybe I might have to drive this way on the way home. I had actually thought there was already an overpass on the 118 that they had named for Richie Valens.
I was thinking that there was something else named for him. He lived on Laurel Canyon Boulevard, and that's where the movie screening is going to take place, at Richie Valens Park in Pacoima.
Yeah,
that must be way down in. That's way in. That's in the valley, way big.
It's very close to where I live, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, that's big time. You're big time in the valley.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so the event is the 25th. Maybe I should come back.
Big time in the valley.
Yeah, big
whenever you guys talk about California, I just like fall asleep. Like no one else knows any of these things.
Really.
You're all the valley and the 27 and the 405.
Because what all Californians do is talk about
whatever
the highways
numbers
and traffic.
Okay. Next, time to move on, Jennifer, apparently. Tom Petty is also dead. He's become the first artist to get in the Billboard Top 10 Adult Alternative Song Chart with Keep the Little Soul. It's the first single from An American Treasure, which is a 60-song Tom Petty box set due out the 28th of next month. The song debuted at number 12. Now, actually that was last week, it's number 7 this week. Keep a Little Soul is his 8th Adult Alternative Song Top 10. He had 4 number ones on the chart during his career: Saving Grace, Room at the Top, Walls, and Waiting for Tonight back in 1996. Other artists who have landed outside the top 10 after they passed away: Sharon Jones, the Dap Kings, reaching number 30 on the chart in 2017. A Matter of Time, a year after...
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Have you experienced the miracle of CBDs? They can help you reduce suffering, reduce stress, help you sleep better, modulate inflammation in the body, and is absolutely safe. MetaHemp Solutions offers a radically innovative approach to CBDs for exceptional results. Stop suffering and reduce your stress now. Isn't it time for a good night's sleep? Stop worrying about tomorrow today. Lab tested for potency, purity, and is non-psychoactive. Free shipping to all 50 states. Try our product risk-free, money-back guarantee. Use code GCN15 to get 15% off. That's code GCN15 to get 15% off. Offer ends soon, so visit MetaHemp Solutions today at MetaHempSolutions.com or call 833-858-7500. Suffer no more. Get rid of the stress and sleep better. Get our product now at MetaHempSolutions.com. That's MetaHempSolutions.com.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProCure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProCure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProCure dealer or ProCureUSA.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More new sanctions against China being readied by the Trump administration. Sanctions that would hit $16 billion worth of Chinese imports. The president announcing it as part of a meeting he had yesterday with business leaders, saying they would take effect on August 23rd. At that meeting, he also touted the U.S. economy.
He thinks the GDP could top 5% by next quarter. He says his economic policies are working.
Tax cuts, deregulation, powerful trade policies, and unleashing American energy, where we're now the largest in the world.
I'm Wendy King.
Twitter chief Jack Dorsey defending the social media company's decision not to ban controversial right-wing commentator Alex Jones after Jones was dropped by other major platforms. Dorsey says Jones hasn't violated any Twitter policies. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now, this is the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen presenting three people that will help make your day better. It's a good day when Jennifer is here, Victoria is here, Kara is here, and I'm here to examine a number of things, starting with people who didn't make it through the funeral. What do you have trending there, Victoria?
Yeah, this is a crazy story. At least 9 people have died, and I think a total of 52 people became sick from the food served at a funeral. So this is in Peru. Aren't you going to Peru soon?
I am in November.
I guess don't go to any funerals.
No.
So they say that insecticides are suspected.
Hopefully not. That's how I'm going. Yeah, but thank you. Yeah.
So they say insecticides, this is right outside of Lima, Peru, and they said insecticides are suspected, but they've taken samples of the food and whatever everyone was drinking to determine the exact contaminants. 52 people became sick overall. They say a 2-year-old baby and a pregnant woman, did become sick but are expected to make it. The Minister of Health, of course, issued condolences and things like that. Yeah. They're still trying to figure it out. It's the age ranges of the deceased go from 12 to 78 years old. So whatever they were eating, no one was safe from this. So this is a developing story. Yeah. They're trying to figure it out.
There's so much stuff in the air.
But here's the question, though. I know they're suspecting insecticides, but where are you eating at a funeral? Right?
Well,
I have the wake. Yeah.
Yeah, after the event, there's usually, whenever I go to a funeral, there's usually
a gathering
afterwards.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right. You don't do those funerals?
I'm trying to think. Well, I guess only if you go to someone's house afterwards.
That's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So this
people
might use
a
restaurant
or something.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So to continue in this vein as to what people eat or what's going on in their bodies and what happens when you're around things that are contaminated, there's a story. St. Louis, because it's headquarters for Monsanto, whether they put two and two together there or not, maybe after a few more of these stories come out, they'll put some people and some places together. A recent health report in St. Louis finds residents who grew up in certain areas contaminated by radioactive waste that has apparently been in the ground for decades. And so there are a number of people showing up with risk for bone cancer, lung cancer, heart disease, all kinds of stuff. So the Agency for Toxic Substance and Disease Registry, which is a U.S. Center for Disease Control outcropping, looking into this situation. And one of the things that I saw that really piqued my attention is that this is not unique to St. Louis. It's connected to America's development of its nuclear weaponry. It seems that it started in St. Louis, where a lot of other things like Monsanto started. But there have been radioactive waste produced in soils all around the country in almost a straight line from St. Louis out to Area 54, area whatever it is in Roswell, New Mexico. There is in that area where the first nuclear testing was done. Nobody's ever put this together either, or at least I've never heard anybody talk about it. How when we were first testing in the 40s nuclear weaponry, we did it out in the open. We just go out in the desert in New Mexico and Nevada and northern Arizona, and they blow up these nuclear devices. So the stuff, John Wayne did a movie in the desert right after one of those nuclear tests in the 50s, and he died of a cancer that's associated with the kind of fallout that came. And all the people on the crew of the movie, Genghis Khan it was called, all the people on the crew all died of the same kind of cancer. Wow. Oh, duh. What do you think is going on? Well, now, certainly that stuff is all stopped. But you don't get rid of the, one of the things that most people know when you study radioactivity is you can't wash it away. You can't burn it away. It's there for millennia. So the radioactive waste that is in the soil there, and many believe in St. Louis as well, is the reason for all of this cancer. Liver cancer, lung cancer, horrible stuff. And I guess my question is, what the hell are we doing to ourselves by exposing ourselves to this kind of stuff? And I guess maybe that question can be answered. Well, I'm going to ask that question and carry it through with a focus on something else. I sort of put a number of things together here for us to think about for a few minutes. It has to do with the polluting. That's radioactive pollution, but there are all kinds of pollution around. I don't know if you've gone to any national parks this summer or not, but if you have enjoyed in the past going to national parks and breathing in all the fresh air, you may want to rethink that. The air at U.S. national parks is almost as polluted as the air in our 20 biggest cities. In the last 15 years or so, the air has been studied in the national parks, and the ozone layer is the same as in the 20 largest cities in America. For example, Joshua Tree National Park in Southern California, Jennifer, had an average basically the same number of unhealthy ozone days as Los Angeles and New York.
Wow, that's depressing.
The polluted air there drifts into the parks from urban areas, and because mountainous areas, oftentimes these parks are mountainous areas, it holds the, like the basin, the L.A. basin for a long time. Remember, I used to talk about flying into L.A. and there's five layers of crud in the air. Well, the same sort of thing is happening in the national parks. I don't know what you do about it. Cutting back on emissions is something that the country is trying to do, but I don't know that that does it a lot. I'm pointing it out because we're doing horrible things to our land and to ourselves. Here's another one: a 2,000-foot-long contraception. No. The trash collector. Have you seen this? I talked about this 3 or 4 months ago. The big machine that floats and picks up all of the plastic in the water. Remember we talked about that the ocean cleanup project? This giant sieve that eats. It's a big machine that goes into areas and eats the plastic, cleans it out of the water, collecting millions of tons of garbage. The Great Pacific Garbage Patch, which has been written about killing whales and dolphins and fish and turtles and seals. It's expensive, but it was created by a young Dutch guy named Boyan Slat, who was so disgusted by the plastic waste that he's been reading about and encountering. He's a diver. He spent a lot of time in the water off of Greece as a teenager. He's now said he will devote his life to cleaning up the mess. And part of it is developing this trash collector that goes out into the ocean and gobbles up all kinds of things that are floating. And you see these pictures all the time, all over the place. I happen to have I'm fortunate enough to have a subscription to National Geographic, which I read when I'm eating my dinner. Oh, yeah. Right. Now it comes to me every month. I think Meredith gave it to me Christmas or so ago, and it's really fascinating. I don't waste any time. If I'm eating, I'm reading. So in the current issue of National Geographic, there's pretty much the whole issue is devoted to what the problem is, first of all, with pollution, plastic. On the cover of National Geographic, this one, Planet or Plastic? And it goes through the billions and billions and billions of pounds of plastic that are in our oceans and what it's doing. The amount of plastic is as in the oceans as big as any iceberg on the planet. That's how huge the problem is. And people say, well, I don't want to feel guilty about what I do. Well, you know what? You ought to feel guilty because this is ridiculous. What we're doing to ourselves, you know, it's handy, it's convenient. I think this, yesterday I was drinking a bottle of plastic water when I was out in the tractor. I thought, what am I doing this for? And we sell plastic bottles of water in the ice cream bus. And I'm not thinking to myself, well, I don't know how to eliminate that, but I do know how to eliminate it on my own. There's a thermos. I had a couple of thermoses around here that I'm going to use on the tractor. It keeps the water cold anyway. If you put it in a plastic bottle, it just gets cooked. But the pictures in this National Geographic, I bet you can go online to nationalgeographic.org and see some of the highlights of this article about what we are collecting, what we're using, where it's going, the fact that plastic is, we're talking about nuclear waste. That doesn't go away. Well, the plastic doesn't go away either. It doesn't break down. So if you look at and America is not the only area. Actually, we aren't bad in comparison to Asia. If you look around Asia, India and Pakistan and Vietnam and Laos and Cambodia and China and Japan, my God, they're awful about it in Japan. The coastline is covered with trash all around Japan. And so as I read this article and understood how, you know, there's just, again, the pictures of kids collecting plastic. And it's interesting how when you get right down to the bottom line, you know, we can talk about the problem, but what's the solution? There's a challenge, we know. because of all the stuff, you know, that we PVC pipe and polyurethane and polypropylene, all this stuff, and where there's a place called Henderson Island in the Pacific that's uninhabited, and apparently it attracts. That's where this guy's going with his machine out there in the middle. It's way south of the Hawaiian Islands, and they have just this last couple of months they found plastic pellets and fishing cords. There's a picture in this National Geographic of a turtle wrapped up in a plastic fishing net. And if it weren't for a diver, the turtle would have died because it got all wrapped up in this thing. So the toll on wildlife is huge as well. So it's a threat to everything on the planet, and it's time we did something about it. And so the article goes on how we can stem the tide of using plastics. One of them is to use metal reusable straws, for example. Norway recovers most of its plastic bottles because they have high deposits on them. You get a dollar for bringing a plastic bottle back to a recycling machine in a supermarket. Isn't that a good idea?
If you're going to create a problem,
then fix it, for heaven's sakes. And fix it by requiring people who are using them to pay the price.
You know, major cities, people don't think about this, but major cities like, you know, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, they actually have, because any city that has a big homeless population, they're always bringing plastic bottles back. And so it's actually, they're recycling, and they're actually helping the cause. So,
I thought it was interesting.
They only get 5 cents, I think, most of the time.
How this is changing. The only maker of paper straws in our country has been acquired in a deal designed to keep it up with the demand. Now we're trying to get away from plastic straws, so people are going back to paper straws. And so this company is...
I can't stand them, though.
Called
I don't like paper straws either, but apparently this specific type of paper straw that's in the news here, this company, Aardvark or something like that, they actually don't dissolve in water or in beverages. So that's why this company is so popular, because everyone wants to use them, and they just couldn't keep up with the demand. They had to be bought out by a bigger company.
Yeah,
so this is actually a brand that I would look into for straws.
Buy the stock. This is the DJV show at 12 before the hour.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Victoria, here's another fact you may not believe. Next to wood, coal is the oldest of fuels. Did you know that? The Chinese mined it as long ago as 1000 B.C., used it to smelt iron and copper. It is true. And they're still using it and making a mess. More talk about pollution, making a mess out of the atmosphere. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Exciting parts of my program every week are our program. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. Love Warren. Love the Pet Show. Love his focus on your pets. And so let's get right to it, Warren. By the way, if you want to find the Pet Show, go to petshow.com, radio station near you, or listen to it online. He's on Facebook, facebook.com/petshow. So you have studied the dirty places in the house. I know you have a lot of time on your hands, Warren. So this is, I guess, an indication of what you've been looking at around your house, or is this not a factor of what actually happens in your house, all these dirty places around the house?
You know, it's interesting because when I read this report this morning, I'm really good about cleaning my dog's dishes. I do it every single day. I only use stainless steel or ceramic, no plastic dishes in my house.
Yep.
I really use hot water. As a matter of fact, once a week, I'll actually take some bleach and a gallon of water, and I'll mix it together and clean their bowls with some bleach.
Do you have them in a little stand, Warren? I do. Daisy eats in a little stand.
I do. There's been a lot of controversy about that, but they say that feeding a dog at a higher level is much more important because the dog. You know, can you imagine trying to eating with your whole body bent over, trying to eat and swallow food that way? So it's more comfortable. And a lot of vets agree that it's better to feed the dog a little bit. Even cats. Cats about shoebox height. Dogs, depending on their height, a little bit higher. So, yeah, you would have to obviously sanitize that. I was shocked this morning when I did some research and found out that this amazes me, that the most germs in the household are in the kitchen sponge. But number four of dirty things in the household, of all the dirty things, is your dog or cat's dish. And a lot of people aren't aware of that. I mean, I see so many people call me and they'll talk to me about plastic dishes for their dog, and that's what they use. And you ask them how often they clean their dog's bowl. Well, I throw it in a dishwasher once a week. That's not enough. And here's the problem. Pet bowls can contain bacteria, salmonella, E. coli, and even staph. And that's why I believe, and this is only my opinion now, so many dogs and cats, 85% of dogs and cats will develop some type of dental or periodontal disease by the time they're 3 years old. And my feeling is that by drinking a lot of the water and the food out of these dirty dishes may introduce a lot of things into their mouth that shouldn't be there.
Wow. All right. Well,
pet toys also, by the way, pet toys, not only is it the dishes, it's the pet toys as well. If your dog or cat is playing with toys, make sure you keep those clean as well, because, you know, the saliva gets on it and bacteria can grow.
Right. All right. Now, in the same vein, people who are washing their puppies, their dogs, either in the bathtub or in the shower, it's a great thing. You want to keep the dog clean for sure. I wonder two things. One, how you clean your dogs and how you make sure they don't have the soap stuck to their skin when they're all done. How often do you use it? And what do you use to wash your dogs? What kind of soap?
You know, it's kind of interesting that you bring that up, because I'm very, very conscientious about skin care and shedding and dander and dry skin. That's why I developed the Hugs and Kisses, really. So the bottom line is, very often people will bathe their dogs too often, and that will help dry the skin out. That's number one. Number two, also, you don't want to use human shampoo because it's caustic. If the dog licks it, they can get an upset stomach. Yeah, so you want to use a pet shampoo. I use an all-natural pet shampoo. It's made by a company called Nature Vet in Southern California, and I've been using it for years. The most important thing to remember, though, is you want to brush your dog before you wash him. And the reason for that is, the dog has any knots on him and you get them wet, those knots get tighter and tighter and they can cause sores. So you want to brush the dog first. Once the dog is brushed, I actually get into a shower with my dog and we shower together. I keep my trunks on, though. I just want everyone to know that right off the bat. Okay? This is something we should talk about next week. I never get naked in front of my pets. That's my own psychological problem. We'll talk about that another time. But anyway, the bottom line is that you want to make sure you rinse whatever shampoo you're using on the dog off thoroughly. I have one of those things, you know, it comes off the top of the shower and you can really get it down into the dog's skin. And I do that two or three times, two or three rinses, make sure it's off, dry thoroughly. And that's how I bathe my dog.
I use an oatmeal bath.
Great. Oatmeal's great if the dog has dry skin.
Yeah,
oatmeal's
right,
fine
exactly.
If the dog has dry skin. And there's a lot of shampoos on the market. There's a lot of stuff with, you know, natural oils, which are fine. You just have to be careful. Some natural oils can make a dog sick. And you've got to get the soap off the dog.
Yep. Tell me whether you think this makes sense. In the Soviet Union, Russia, they're experimenting to tame foxes as household pets. Will that work or not? What do you think about foxes as a pet?
I think we should leave them alone. Leave them in the wild. That's where they belong. There are so many dogs that need homes around the world. Before you start domesticating another animal, how about we find homes for the domestic animals we already have?
Well, this is in Russia. Who knows? But they'd probably eat the dogs over there. In some parts, I'm not being facetious, I think they probably do. When you get out into the hinterlands out in Mongolia and places like that, I'm sure the dogs get eaten because there isn't much else there to eat. You realize the reality, but taming foxes, probably better off to eat them. All right, Warren Eckstein, what a pleasant way to end our...
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.